Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. I just signed your death warrant. That's what Michigan Judge Rosemary Aquilina said just this afternoon when she sentenced former USA Gymnastics physician Larry Nassar to 40 to 175 years in prison.
It is my honor and privilege to sentence you because, sir, you do not deserve to walk outside of a prison ever again.
Back in November, Nassar pleaded guilty to sexually abusing seven girls. He's accused of molesting many, many more under the guise of giving them medical treatment. More than 150 young women spoke out publicly about their abuse at the extraordinary seven-day sentencing hearing, including two-time Olympic gymnast and Needham native Allie Raisman.
Larry, you do realize now that we, this group of women you so heartlessly abused over such a long period of time, are now a force and you are nothing. The tables have turned, Larry. We are here. We have our voices, and we are not going anywhere.
Well, Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, joins us to discuss this and other things in the world of sports. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Meghna.
So what's your reaction to today's sentencing?
I have a number of reactions. One is simply to the extraordinary spectacle, I think. I don't know another word of all those women, yeah, one after another, coming up to the microphone and testifying in terms of what this guy had done. Often, if not always, abuse and harassment are a result of somebody who has power exercising that power over somebody who doesn't. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to imagine a situation more dramatic and more reprehensible than a doctor doing that.
Yeah.
And a doctor who's manipulating and working on young women who aspire to succeed in a field where they've learned since they were little girls that the way to succeed is to listen carefully to their coaches and their mentors and to do exactly what they're told to do.
So this is
I know there's an awful lot of talk and there's a great and admirable movement of Me Too going on, but this is so far on one end of that spectrum, it's practically unimaginable. I wish it were unimaginable.
Well, so let's talk about the larger structures surrounding these young girls, particularly USA Gymnastics, for a second, Bill, because USA Gymnastics released a statement today saying they applauded the sentence that Nassar received. And this is from USA Gymnastics CEO Carrie Perry. Her statement concluded, "I will not waver on my commitment to focus each and every day on our organization's highest priority, the safety, health, and well-being of our athletes." Now, to people like Allie Raisman, those words, she believes those words are quite empty because she still holds USA Gymnastics responsible for letting this go on for as long as it did.
And legitimately so, because although you and I and everybody else has been focused on what's been going on the last few days, the last few weeks with this particular individual, this has been going on for a long time, and lots of gymnasts over the years have talked about abuse. Now, it hasn't always been the particular abuse by this particular man, but bullying, nasty treatment, telling women who came up injured that they weren't really injured and they should get out there again. And we've heard those stories for a long time. I mean, a book came out years ago, Little Girls in Pretty Boxes, which was a powerful indictment of the whole mechanism and the superstructure of the sport. And now finally, well, USA Gymnastics doesn't have a whole lot of other alternatives than to condemn what Dr. Nassar has been doing, and so rightfully so. But it's so late, and the same could be said of the university that employed him.
In Michigan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so back in November, Allie Raisman spoke with us on Radio Boston. At that time, she was talking about how she said that folks had been reporting things to USA Gymnastics, that coaches were moved around from gym
it's
to gym.
Very much
I mean,
like
all of the Catholic Church
situation that we saw here in Boston.
Well, we had a couple of resignations from the USA Gymnastics board this week, though. I mean, do you think that's – is that meaningful now or
I think it's meaningful in the sense that somebody is being recognized as responsible or recognizing themselves as derelict in their duty. But I think an awful lot more is going to have to happen for real change to be evident.
Mm. Well, now we're seeing that the NCAA is also opening an investigation into how Michigan State University handled allegations against the same Larry Nassar. He was on the faculty from 97 to 2016 treating student-athletes there.
Yeah, the NCAA, famous for its concern for student-athletes, is really only concerned when student-athletes are getting $25 for lunch or a coach is giving them a ride to the airport. Obviously, this is so much more serious than the kind of violations that the NCAA usually pays attention to. And it's one more indication that what they're really interested in is building their own empire rather than protecting the health of athletes.
So we got a minute here to go, Bill. Let me ask you this. This is harkening back to something you said a second ago. The structure of athletics at the highest level, amateur athletics at the highest level, these young people are under so much control from other folks, right?
Yes.
Coaches, doctors, what have you. But the whole ethos is that's required to elevate them to the level of, say, being Olympians.
Yes.
How do you change that?
I think you change that by having a healthier attitude towards sports right from the beginning, right from the point where these kids are first recognized as especially talented and encouraged by their parents and their coaches. And the parents should be particularly aware that a different sort of perspective, a different sort of attitude is absolutely crucial.
Yeah, they shouldn't be so vulnerable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Wednesdays here with us. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.